He grilled a great big bean, but they wouldn't eat.
I see.
They're just for flowers.
What would you call the edible tops of some vegetables that you boil?
Mustard.
Oh, well, mustard and what other kind?
Turnip tops.
All right. What do you call those when you eat all of those
greens
together?
Greens.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about cabbage or lettuce, you don't usually talk about them when you're in quantity. You don't talk about them as by the bushel or by the pound. You usually talk about we had 50 of lettuce. Or cabbage. We had 25
pounds.
Or
heads.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anybody use that with reference to children? They had 6 or 7 a head of children.
No.
Never heard that. Some people use that just joking. This is something like it looks like a little umbrella. Looks something like that. Wait till the tractor gets by.
Some of them calls them toadstools and some calls them mushrooms.
Is there any difference between the two?
Yeah. Mushrooms, they're good to eat.
Uh-huh.
And toadstools are poison.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if you had something in your throat, you say, I couldn't...
Swallow.
And two tobacco products are... some things they make with tobacco.
Cigarettes.
And what else?
Chewing tobacco and snuff. There's three.
Okay, that's good. But I still want one more. This is something that...
Cigars.
Yeah. And if you didn't weren't in debt to anyone, you might say,
I'm not in debt to anyone?
Yeah, would you ever use beholden?
Beholden to anyone.
And if someone asked you if you're able to do something, you say, yes, I?
Yes, I am.
I can.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just want to ask you just generally about your use of the word ain't. Do you use that a lot?
I use that a lot.
How, under what kinds of circumstances? Could you just give me a...
I ain't cleaned up my house today.
Okay. So they use ain't and haint, huh?
Uh-huh.
Both of them. Now, is there a difference between ain't and haint? I mean, would you use one, like, for more emphasis?
No, I just got the same record.
Okay. And if you're talking about working, you say, I'm really tired because I what all day?
I've worked all day.
All right. And if the work is completed now, you might say,
I'm through.
All right. Would you ever use I done work?
I've done working.
Or I done worked. I mean, like using it in that sense, like to indicate that it's all completed.
All done.
I done did that or something like that.
I done did that.
All right. Or someone said he's dying. This person's very, very ill and in the hospital for a long time, and someone says he's in the hospital, and you say, no, he's done.
Dead.
How
he's done dead?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Does that sound... If a boy riding along here on a motorcycle and he seems to be going too fast, you might say, to be careful.
He really should be careful.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use something else there, like he ought to be careful?
Ought to be careful.
How about he belongs to be careful? Does that sound...
I don't know. I never said that before.
Okay, that's what I want to know. I'm not interested, I'm just interested in what you might use. Now, since your grandchildren were over here and they're